Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
I'm Alex, and I'm from Newcastle. My husband and I have a young daughter, but he works nights and I work days. We ate a lot of fast food, and I hadn't exercised in over 2 years. I didn't realize I wasn't healthy, but if I was being honest, I was. So I decided to make a change, one step at a time, and eating better started to give me the energy I needed to exercise more. Focusing on my health changed my life.
Find healthy ways to start at ShapeYourFutureOK.com, a program of TSET.
Oklahoma Gen X invites you to go out and check how the many OSU bred wheat varieties are looking at the OSU wheat variety field plots. There's a map of the replicated field trials at the OSU Wheat website, as well as the videos of the Altus and Chickasha wheat variety field tours. See the videos and the map at wheat.okstate.edu. And now you can also call your local extension office for directions to the wheat variety plots nearest you. Learn more about all the OSU wheat varieties by going to okgenetics.com.
Well, despite light cash cattle trade yesterday, there is limited direction in the cash markets, given the trade volumes are not enough to establish a good working market trend. Show lists are generally higher, which is no surprise, given the amount of backed up cattle through the countryside. Although packer activity is slowly increasing, it's very important to remember that current slaughter numbers are running 30,000 to 34,000 lower per day than a year ago, or typical levels seen before COVID-19. Now, firm triple-digit losses yesterday in June through August hog futures was not the signs the hog complex was looking for coming into the week. With all of the renewed focus on the ability for packing plants to restart production levels, the reality that even though plants are open and operating, the ability to move hogs through the system is at a much slower pace. This may be the new normal over the near term and could limit overall hog movement and the availability of pork to end users. Now, wheat markets are lower at all three exchanges this morning, with Chicago leading losses. A two-sided overnight session lent itself to an outside reversal lower as the day session progressed yesterday. Frost damage to the soft red winter wheat crop from the weekend is not expected to be meaningful, and much of the plains' hard red winter wheat crop is expected to see rain over the next several days. Weaker corn prices overnight following through on the weaker close yesterday as planting progress came in about as expected, and traders braced for bearish data from the USDA on today's WASDE report. Despite pockets of wet weather, farmers were still able to make decent progress last week, with 67% of the nation's corn crop in the ground. The soy complex is mixed with higher soybeans and meal, but softer soybean oil. If a higher close can be garnered, July soybeans will have its first four-day weaning streak since mid-March. And we'll check futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at ShapeYourFutureOK.com, a program of TSET.
On our livestock trade, June live cattle down 197 yesterday, 92.67. August down $3, 97.20. May feeder cattle down 425, 123.65. August down 427, 132.67. June hogs down 142 at 60.27. Kansas City wheat, July down 5 cents, 475. September down 5 cents at 482 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, July down 4 and 3 quarters, 517 and a quarter. September down 4 and a half cents, 520 and 3 quarters. July corn down 3 quarters, 318 and a half. September down 3 quarters at 324. July soybeans up 4 and a half cents, 855. August up 3 and 3 quarters at 855 and 3 quarters. July cotton up 36 cents, 56.63. December up a penny, 57.63. June crude up 140, 25.54.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.